The special commission mentioned that probation might be more effective in a given case because, in effect, you could send a person down here, let him get a taste of what it's like down here in Salem on a relatively short sentence. And now that you've got that person's attention, bring him back, and he probably will be more inclined not to violate the terms of that probation now that he's seen what it's like. An aspect that the special commission didn't deal with is it's likely on those short sentence situations that that individual may not be turned loose into the Salem, Marion Polk County area, but may be brought back to that hometown. His problems, if he's going to continue to have them, are not going to be resolved probably by taking out of his home, taking him out of, or her out of the home community.
Is that mentioned in your written testimony?
This is mentioned in the written testimony. It is a matter that I have heard raised in this committee before on other bills relating to an inordinate number of people being sprung loose or popped loose into the Salem area.
I'm sure if you sent that in the personal letter to Representative Courtney, you'd lock up his boat right now.
The
probably Representative Hill, too.
Representative, I was going to say that, right. Too, I think.
May I ask a question as long as I'm rudely interrupted? Do we have a fiscal impact, or is there an anticipated fiscal impact of 2896 extended periods of probation this way? And does the probation fall on the, I guess, the state probationary system? Because as I understood earlier your testimony, Jim, this would have the effect of lengthening periods of probation by which heretofore have been knocked out by virtue of serving time in the penitentiary, at which time they come back and they're no longer able to put them on probation. They might do 6 months parole. But it would seem to be enhancing the caseloads this way.
Mr. Chairperson, Representative Smith, trying to get a handle on institutional impact or probation impact, it, to me, is almost like trying to nail a square of jello to the wall. It's very difficult to get a handle on it. It's very frustrating.
But does the government anticipate in this budget any impact to 2896?
I would have to see if a fiscal analysis report has been done on this particular bill. I do not have a copy of it in my file, and I'm supposed to be receiving those as they're done. In listening to Neil Chambers earlier today, I got the impression that it did not have a big fiscal impact. It may open some more beds, and that, I suppose, would be offsetting those areas where the corrections division's field services offices would be picking up additional probationers. The one item that Judge Bonebrick mentioned was, in speaking in favor of this bill, was that the concern was getting the people back, knowing that they will only be serving in the institution for a matter of what he described as months. It would also extend in the sense that if these inmates were released on parole, the way it's drafted now, the period of probation would not start until after the period of parole was finished. Information received by the Governor's Special Commission Against Violent Crime was there are certain types, particularly sex offender types, in which the monitoring and the need for supervision extends over a period to an extent that they would like to see it done that way. So that, although it deals with the question of something slightly different, it's basically the converse of what Judge Bonebrick testified to.
Thank you, Jim, and we'll certainly expect to stay in close touch with your office as we develop committee's work in this area. We want to be alerted well in advance if we're running into some problem down there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairperson.
Cause some of it to be wasted, definitely.
Right.
Okay, anything further? Thank you all for your patience, those of you who've had to wait quite a long time.
Are we out of witnesses?
And thanks to the member, what?
Are we out of witnesses?
We're running out of support.